Welcome to Christ Today. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, guide us and direct us and protect us as we go through this life and our eternity. Lord, be with us. And we are reminded of the things that are going on here on earth. I know I think of Luke 22:42 about that not my will, Lord, but thine. And that's something I like to remember about how we are to think and act in life. Well, in ancient days, there were lots of things around which were both good and evil, kind of like today. There have been threats and dangers and diseases and everything in the ancient days and today. Always there has been some kind of a threat, whether it was military or with a disease or something else. Now, the Bible tells us about what is coming at the end of this age. So let us fast and pray and read our Bible and discern what it is we are to do as we go through this life. What should we prepare for? What should we be concerned with? I know that in other times in the past, it has been wise to have a storehouse of food and supplies. And perhaps it would be good for each one of us to have food and supplies in these days as well. We have the things going on all around us. And I think of Ecclesiastes 3:1, where there is a time for everything. As we approach the end of this age, it will be good to think about what the Bible says is coming. And I always have to wonder, do we believe our Bible enough to follow Jesus? And do we believe our Bible enough to do the things that it says to do? I think of the troubles that are coming, and how can we prepare for the troubles that are to come? Now, the Bible also says not to worry. Good, don't worry. But maybe there is something we can do, knowing that what is coming will have some challenges or difficulties. Well, in parts of the Bible, we are taught to prepare for this or for that. We are also told to guard our home, and that would mean our family too. There is something about the strong man would protect his home. And I think of that kind of protection, and what ought we do? Let us have love and compassion for those who are around us, even our very own family. There is much that is spoken about in the Bible, and it would be good for us to take time and learn about what is expected to happen in the coming days. Now, are we concerned about our basic human needs, or are we concerned about maybe violence and war? Will they be happening? Well, that's what Matthew, Mark, and Luke say. So let's get a little prepared for the things that are going to happen, whether it's violence or just ungodliness in our community or in the people that are around us to be influenced by the troubles of this world. I would love it for others to be godly and me as well. And somehow we have the things going on which we are to understand with reason and with wisdom. I think of 2 Thessalonians 3:10, where it reminds us that they who do not work should not eat. And so I wonder about how we treat our supplies. What about the food? I think most of us have some food in our cupboards. And others have grain that has been put away for making bread or for the just in case. And so how are we to deal with the food and the items that we put away? Should we remember that those who do not work should not eat? Well, let's keep our eyes open for what is going on around us, including the difficulties that are going on. Well, we do see things going on around us. Some of them are troubling. We see hundreds of drones attacking positions of other military. We see missile attacks that are happening. We see many things that are dangerous to the people we love and even the people we don't know and don't love. There are dangers going on among the governments of the world and among the companies of the world. And there are threats to our water, our food, and our electricity, and the things that we have normally in life. Many people expect God to protect them through some kind of a difficulty. Well, what do you consider protection by God? And what would God's part be in protecting you? And what would your part be in protecting you and the ones you love? Well, the Bible shows us about protection in different ways. Some of it is self-protection. Some of it is protection for the innocent. And we have an example of Nehemiah building a wall. And we have an example of Luke 22:38, where Jesus tells those people who follow him to buy a sword, have two swords. That is enough. And you can read exactly what it says and see how that speaks to you about what you ought to do. There is plenty of wisdom in the Bible for you to understand. Pray for understanding and ask God to give you knowledge and wisdom. I think of John 13:34, where Jesus says, "A new commandment I give you, that you should love one another as I have loved you." And we know how Jesus loved us. He gave his life for us so that we might have eternal life with God. That is amazing and wonderful. Thank you, Lord. Well, these things might have simple answers, and they might have complicated answers. And somehow, we are to see what is good and wise for us to do when we have neighbors, or when we have love one for another. How do we deal with that? How do we deal with our family? How do we deal with our neighbors? How do we deal with the people who need to know Jesus and have an eternal life in heaven? Well, all these are questions, and we ask for God's guidance as we go through life and deal with the situations that are in front of us, as we search for expressing the love of God to the people around us. Now, perhaps there are preparations that we can have which also show the love of God, especially when we consider the future that is told to us in the Bible. Matthew, Mark, and Luke all say that there will be wars and rumors of wars and famine and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. So, is the Bible just saying a statement that this is what will happen? Or is the Bible giving us a warning so that we can prepare for what the Bible tells us is coming? Well, let us remember our future, both on earth and in eternity, and try to understand how to obey God and obey God's word in the Bible. The Bible tells us what is coming, so read your Bible and discern what to do. And how will we deal with the troubles in this life? How will we deal with the troubles in the next life? We have plenty of things going on in the world which either are or can be a trouble. And just think what we hear, new things all the time. Some of it is about war and conflict, and some of it is about Well, just something else. Like last week, there was a word of a new parasite about a flesh-eating screw worm that showed up in Panama, and it is moving towards the United States. So, you know what? The Bible didn't tell us exactly about this, but it did say that there would be pestilence and things happening. So, again, shall we prepare? Yes, always in different ways. This new parasite, the flesh-eating screw worm, is showing up in Kessel. And so it would endanger North America's cattle industry. And what would you do if we could not buy beef anymore? What would happen if our food became contaminated or even dangerous? Well, let us try to understand what it is that we need to do to protect ourselves, both individually and ourselves as a nation, in the family of Christ that is around us. Sometimes it can involve cooking food thoroughly, and sometimes it can be having things on hand that we can share the goodness of God with people. Now, it might be food, it might be water, it might be a Bible, it might be an encouraging word. There are different ways that we can interact with the people around us, especially when there are challenges going on. You know, we don't feel so cooperative when we have trouble going on around us. There is trouble going on around us all over. It is violent. It is difficult. And yet we are to have the love of God in our heart and mind so that we can use wisdom as we love people. Now, sure, there was that tapeworm, screw worm. That's one thing that is potentially affecting us. But there is so much more when we look at the violence that is around us, either in our society or in the world around us. I mean, we do know that there are violent people, dangerous people, who want to hurt us and take what we have. That is pretty ordinary in the world. There is violence and violent cartel activity, even in our neighboring countries or in this country. Lots of violence, and people are threatened by it. The violence is beyond anything we actually have experienced, personally anyway, I hope. But there's many people who have experienced terrible things like physical violence and rape and abductions and torture even. These things go on, especially when you have people in the cartels who worship a demonic figure. They have Satan worship in that area. And so we have the things going on that are very painful for us because they reach out into our community and they affect the people we know, the people we love, and sometimes it is us and our family too. This is what is going on in our world. Yes, some of it is south of the border. Some of it is not. There was recently several pits that were discovered full of human bodies and backpacks of missing people. See, this goes on. It is real. It is in our world. And somehow we want to have protection so that it does not affect us and the people we love. But here it is. We have invited things and concepts and evil things in our life, in the society we are in, and it has blossomed into something that we never expected. Violence on a scale that we never expected. Drug use on a scale that we never expected. People dying by the tens of thousands about 100,000 people a year who die. And it is painful. We know people close to us who have had family members die, children die, and it is because of drug overdoses, especially of the fentanyl, which is supplied by a communist government, China. China brings that to North America and Central America for import into the United States. How can you say that it is not designed to kill? Of course it is. They have pounds of fentanyl. When a few grains are enough to kill a person, there were 50 pounds of fentanyl discovered. There were 100 pounds of fentanyl discovered. And soon enough, it gets into the Americas with the drugs that have been taken, even the food that is eaten. It is something that is designed to kill and cripple and destroy. And it is being done on purpose. It kills many people who are young adults. Oh, let's say 20 to 45. 100,000 people, maybe 80,000, maybe 120,000 people every year. It's something that is done to weaken America so that Americans are unable to resist if we ever should be invaded by a foreign country. And of course, we think of China because China has intentionally imported fentanyl to Central America, South America, and North America, even through Canada, just to get it into America. And oh, what a shame. 100,000 people died from fentanyl overdoses. And it doesn't take much. A grain or two. That's what they say. I don't know enough about it. I just know it is a huge, huge problem. And people are dying. Some of them are young and innocent, and they think they're taking one thing, and something else happens. And they wind up dead on the floor. Innocent lives lost. Well, I hope you choose to have a wholesome, holy, godly life as you go through this life, and that will affect your next life. So look at what's around you, see what you can protect and what you can love. And some of these times, I think we have threats in front of us, and we have to deal with the threat that is around us. Now, Luke 22:38 talks about having a sword. Sell your coat and buy a sword. And then there is the next verse that says, two swords are enough. Ponder it. I don't know what to tell you. All I know is that is a part of the Bible, and there are many parts of the Bible that we can study and learn from about how to live in this life. What should you read? What should you do? How should you love people? It is all a question which I ask you to investigate and search out the scripture to understand what you should be doing. After all, there are consequences for everything that goes on. And I think of Exodus chapter 21 that talks about what happens if there is an injury to a innocent person or a woman or a baby. What happens if you kill a baby? There are consequences right there in Exodus chapter 21. And it tells about what would happen. Some things are pretty serious, whether there is intent or not. And we see what has gone on in China. I hope you have been looking. In China, China has intended to kill many people of another country. And what is going on in China is all over their social media. where people are talking about how there are many, many millions of deaths of the Chinese people. Is that something that reflects Exodus chapter 21, where there are actions and consequences? Well, I would consider it. And of course, I'm not God, and I can't say that this is what has happened. But I will say that the choices that you make in life for what you do and how you follow God and are obedient to the commandments that are in Scripture, all these will have a difference on how your life goes. And we are told about things too. Now we know there are some things that are right and good and some things that are not good. Do you think it is good to enslave a person and trade them? Or what about to have them be sexually trafficked? I know that was on James Dobson just a little bit ago. And there are things that are just plain awful in the world, and we have to figure out what are we going to do with the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Who are we going to support or defend? How is our money going to affect what goes on around us? Are we supporting missionaries? Are we supporting God's word to go out among the nations? We all have things that are concerning to us, and we all want to support the righteousness of God. I hope you do, because otherwise there will be consequences. And there are things going over all over the world that are, some of them are good, some of them are evil, but there are things that have consequences. And somehow we want things to go well for our life and our family and the people around us, including our country. So let's continue to search how we may turn our life over to Jesus and follow Jesus Christ. The Bible talks about it. Have you read the Bible? Do you see how we can be obedient with the goodness that is godly things to do? Well, there are so many people in the world who, instead of wanting to follow God, they want to follow their own path of fantasy. And somehow they do that. Now, I just talked about the people who, the cartels who are south of the border, how they have been killing people and throwing the bodies in pits. They take the possessions and keep some, sell some. But you know it is evil in the world. And there is a world of fantasy where people desire to do evil. And we want to have the desire of God to do good and godly deeds in the world. Now, it's not because the good and godly we can get salvation through it. No, it is that God gives us salvation through Jesus Christ, and we have so much love and appreciation for that, that we want to do good and godly deeds in the world. And thank you, Lord. We feel your love, and we want to give your love to other people. So let's see how we can do this. Yes, we need grace, and we want to give grace to other people as we are living and being a follower of Jesus Christ. And in this world, there is much and many and different forms of, well, both wonderful loving things and terrible evil. And there are people who really want to eliminate anything of God. They want to eliminate any Christ follower. And this is something that we must be aware of so that we can be watchful and protect ourselves and the innocent people around us. There are different ways to do it. And it's something which we will do well to have a discussion with other people. Have wisdom in what you do and how you do it as you show your love of Christ to other people. Now, often enough, we hear that God is love and that we are to love other people. But yes, but let's do that with wisdom so that we do not make ourselves vulnerable to evil. That is all over the world, and the evil will kill us if it can. So let us show the love of God to others as we use wisdom in how we live and what we do. And I remember that there have been missionaries who I have known, and it makes me think of the trip to Thailand a few years ago, how there were young people preparing to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to the world. And they were preparing to go into nations where Jesus was not welcome. It would have been communist countries like China and Laos and parts of Vietnam. There are places where if you are a Christian, you can certainly be persecuted. So that's something that we have to, again, use wisdom for. But I hope that you do support the people who are missionaries of Christ. There's a lot of, I'll call it trickiness, because people want to eliminate both goodness and Jesus Christ. And I think of how China has found out that there were so many people growing in Christ Jesus that they wanted to change the Bible, and the communist Chinese did. They printed a new Bible with slogans and words in that Bible that were friendly to communism. It's something that is going on. The world is a tricky place to live in sometimes. There is a deception and violence in the world, and we want to be the goodness part, the good part of Jesus Christ as we spread the word of the gospel throughout the nations. Now, Americans often hear a part of the news. Let's say Americans hear the part of the news which the people of influence want Americans to hear. And that means Americans are kept ignorant of another part of the information in the world. It's done on purpose. It is intentional to keep Americans ignorant. And this has been going on for a long time. There has been the 10 planks of communism and the other communist principles that have been put into branches of government, including our education system. And we might not recognize it, because who knows the 10 planks of communism? Who knows what the communist countries do? Not so many people have been to a communist country. Yeah, but I've been to a couple of them, and I can tell you they are deceptive. They are liars. And right now we have people who are lying in our very own government. And while we have a good educational system, there are people in our educational system who are liars as well. And they promote things that are unwholesome, unchristian. And it's something that we must watch out for and protect the innocent lives of our young people. It goes on all the time, all over the place. And we have to know that we want to protect the people around us, especially our own family. Things have changed in 100 years, more or less. I remember knowing a woman who was old at the time, and she had newspapers that she had kept from the 1800s and from the 1910s, 1920s, and she let me look through them. And I read the articles, and it was amazing. Those articles would have been suitable for college students. And yet, that was what people who were ordinary at the time read. They read the newspapers, and they were able to understand the concepts in agriculture, in farming, in ranching. All these things was discussed in the newspapers of 100 years ago, or the 1800s. That's what I was surprised to understand as I read those newspaper articles. They were more like a college textbook than a newspaper, but there were people who wanted the information, and they read about it in the local newspaper, or maybe it was a big city newspaper. But it was available to them, and that's the kind of discussion that was available to ordinary people. They didn't have to go to college to learn about it. There were technical informations, technical writings, yes, on farming, yes, on blacksmithing, yes, on metalworking, all these things. They were right there in the newspapers. And so, what is going on today when people are having trouble reading high school books? They're having trouble reading college books. And so, is it any wonder that the people who graduate from high school today might have a lot of trouble reading or understanding math concepts or what it is to have an economy? The principles of the economy are hardly discussed, are hardly known. And what should we do as an America's government? Should we keep spending beyond our means? What should we do? What's this thing called the stock market? You see, in 100 years ago, there was discussion about these things among high school people. And now a high school graduate might not be able to read, at least on a 12th grade level. It's something that is going on in our media. And when I think about the media and I think about what we hear as a country, our youth is learning things that are not educational. And I think of China's youth about how the TikTok articles are really about math and science and how they can learn. But the TikTok articles in the United States are simply amusement and promoting violence and shock and humor. Well, America is in trouble. And we have things going on where, there's a great dissatisfaction about people being hurt through injustice. It is on every level. It is even officially in our government. These things are going on, and somehow Americans need to have an understanding so that we can teach our children, not have somebody teach our children as in school, because school is not doing its job. We might have to homeschool every student that there is. And I think there is a real benefit in that, because if you are homeschooling the child that you love, you get to spend time and develop a relation with the parent and child relation. And that is lovely. And that is loving. But when we send the children to school, the children get taught by professional teachers and by other students around them, and what they learn is not always a good thing. So, you might want to consider having your children or your grandchildren homeschooled and protect that parent-child relationship. Or maybe it's a grandparent-child relationship. It's something which is wonderful to promote and live with throughout life. These days, there are so many people who have a complaint. As many of the complaints are justified about how society is, about how there is injustice in society and in the life of the people around them. This is going on in America right now, today, and somehow Oh, it's so different to see what's going on in America and what's going on in foreign countries. There are troubles going on. Troubles. Well, troubles going on right now in China. The government is really having a great... They're promoting the investigation of all foreign corporations, where their inspectors can go in and get access to all the corporate information. This just happened a couple of months ago. And so now people are closing their factories. Foreign corporations are saying, get out of China. We don't want our confidential communications and our specifications to pass into the hands of the Chinese investigators. So, many corporations in China that are foreign owned are closing their doors and calling their CEOs and other high-level people out of China. This is because the Chinese government has declared that everything that a foreign company, a corporation, has in China is to be opened to the inspectors, including passwords and confidential communication between the home company and the company in China. It's something which is causing many corporations in China to close their doors in China and leave China. The CEOs and upper-level management is leaving China in droves. That has been going on ever since that law became known in May 1st, 2025. So the companies, the corporations in China are very often closing their doors, and very many foreign nations are advising the people in the country of China to leave. And Chinese millionaires are leaving by the thousands. Thousands of Chinese millionaires are leaving China because they can tell what's going on also, as China is confiscating the paper, the passports and the papers of everybody who might want to leave China. As I was just saying, there were thousands of Chinese millionaires who are leaving China right now, in the last couple of months, and right now it's going on very actively, especially with that new law that has gone into effect, where the Chinese compliance officers can search anything in the corporate data, in the corporate servers, and that includes confidential communication of any foreign country in China. It's causing so many people to leave China, and China is saying that they are the victim. But no, China has made this happen by stealing intellectual property, by taking the intellectual property of many corporations, even governments, and using it in their own system to take it away from any foreign entity. Well, these things are going on. China is, it's said that China is going to suffer for what they are doing as CEOs and executive officers are leaving by the thousands, and China is confiscating what they have left in China. It's something that is partly because of China's laws and what they are doing to corporations, and it's partly because the foreign corporations will not stand up to it. And the people of China want freedom, too. They don't like to have the requirements of the Chinese communist system placed upon them, and so the thousands, the tens of thousands, are leaving China for the freedom of the Western countries. It's going on right now, today. It has been going on, and it'll probably continue to go on as the communist nation of China, and the communist nation of Russia, they are doing things which are both friendly and unfriendly to the Western nations. We can only see what will happen in the future because it's not known right now. I know that China is considering the Western people to be an enemy of China. Russia is considering the people who help Ukraine to be enemies of Russia. And Russia is saying that if the Western countries have enabled Ukraine to send ballistic missiles and drones by the hundreds into Russia, that this is an act of war, and that means that Russia is able to respond to this act of war and attack the countries that are supporting the Ukrainian military effort to destroy Russia. And we know that's going on. The infrastructure of Russia has been attacked by hundreds of drones. Yeah, it is thousands, but it's a few hundred here and a few hundred there. And it's something which Russia's infrastructure, you know, the water, the electricity, the production or manufacturing of munitions, the railroad lines, all these things are being attacked in Russia by the Ukrainian forces. And so Russia, of course, is most unhappy with this and says that any active participant in the war against Russia is going to be considered an enemy and could be subject to attack. It would then be, that country would then be a legitimate target of war by Russia. And when you look at all the information that United States is giving Ukraine, United States could become a target of Russian warfare. That very well may have to do with the cyber war that is going on. Yes, China is having a cyber war with America. It has been going on for more than a dozen years as the American, well, you can see the reports to the Senate. And there have been investigators who have reported that China has been putting communication devices into what is sent to the United States. Communication devices that can be remotely triggered so that it would stop something, whatever it was. It might be a switch for the electrical. It might be something in a military airplane or a military boat. The things that China has installed, hidden into the various devices that have come into America for its military and civilian use, have been hidden with devices of war. And again, you can look at the reports from the Senate about this from 2011 and 2012, a little before and a little after. It's there, but how many people don't want to read it, don't want to listen? But it's there. All you have to do is listen. And it shows that America has become a target of these other powers that want to, well, they want to preserve their own self. And they're doing this by destroying what they can in America through the electrical system, through the computer system, through the military, and the cell phones. There is many levels, from banking to investments to everything, is being infiltrated by these communist forces. So that at one point, which we don't know when, it could happen that there would be a very dangerous and deadly attack on America. And it reminds me of the 1856 Carrington effect, where suddenly the devices in America were all wrecked because of a coronal mass ejection by the sun. At that time, it was a natural event. The sun had a huge solar flare, and it melted the telephone, the telegraph lines in the United States. It melted the fences in the United States on the East Coast. And a little later in 2023, there was another solar flare that melted the transatlantic cable from New York to London and Paris. See, these things happen naturally, and these things can happen through a nuclear detonation. These things can happen either way. Will they happen to us? Well, when you look at the tricky things that other countries are doing to America, you better know that that is something that could happen. An EMP device, electromagnetic pulse device, could happen through a man-caused nuclear device or through the sun with a coronal mass ejection. America is subject to having things happen, like our banking system stop, or our telephone system break down, or our water system break down. Now, already it has been discovered that there are devices in the electrical and water and infrastructure systems in the United States. Again, this is by the 2011-2012 reports to the Senate. It can be looked up. And these devices were discovered in everything from military equipment to our water safety devices. It's all throughout America. And so we believe that these devices have been discovered and disabled. But what happens if several have not been discovered and disabled? Well, we can only guess at the kind of destruction there would be. It would remind me of Mystery Babylon in Revelation chapter 18. Just think of the things. Oh, yeah, read that chapter. And you can see that there are destruction that will go on, however you want to say it. It can be by man caused, by God caused. But we know these things are going to happen because we believe our Bible. And our Bible tells us about the destruction of Mystery Babylon. There's lots of argument as to what is Mystery Babylon and is the United States Mystery Babylon. And that's something which, oh, there's lots to debate. If it is not Mystery Babylon, it surely could be. So read it and see what you ought to do to prepare for the just in case. Now, in my life, I've been a property manager for other people, and I have done a lot of preparation for the just in case. I mean, we look at the requirements of the leases and what they need one person or the other to do. And I have found out that trouble happens all the time in business and personally. And I've found that it is nice if you can avoid trouble. And a part of avoiding trouble is to examine the just in case. What would you do if this or if that happened? Well, a part of what I have done was to prepare other people's business so that they did not suffer a business loss, a financial loss, a banking loss, or just plain stupidity that has happened because somebody did something stupid. And so there were things in place that would protect either the owner or the lessee or the people who were working on the property. There are things that were placed so that people were not injured and hurt. And that's a part of my big concern now, is to protect people by having preparedness measures. And you get to decide what those preparedness measures ought to be for you. Of course, I have a few ideas, and that's what I offer my preparedness paper for anybody who wants it. It's free. Just write me a self-addressed stamped envelope, and I will send it back to you. It's ideas. And many businesses and many government agencies have ideas for you to do so that you are prepared for an emergency. Of course, we all have ideas, because we want to have clean air, clean water, good food. And how do we have that? Well, sometime we have to have a storehouse. And that's something that you get to decide for what you're going to do for the just-in-case. But we all have a different idea about what that just-in-case is, whether it be a little bit of trouble or a lot of serious trouble. And I think the best thing you can do for that is to read your Bible, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and read about what happens at the end of the age. There is trouble coming. Do I need to tell you what it is? No, I don't know what it is. God knows, and he is giving us warnings about what to do. And they can be a very simple warning about what you might need if you run out of gas or if you break a hose or a fan belt. Those are things that are easy to fix. And if you are not having some supplies on hand, your car might not work. You might need an air filter or a fuel filter. Or think about a hospital stay. Oh, I just heard, this was last week, a woman went into the hospital for a gallstone operation. It turned out to be an emergency thing, and the cost of that for a couple of days in the hospital and that little operation was $85,000. These things happen. Do you want to avoid some trouble, or do you want to get a great big bill in the mail? Well, there's things you can do. And every one of us has a different idea about what we can do. I'm not telling you what to do because you know what is important to you. In fact, if I have ideas about what you would do, you wouldn't want to do them because you want your own ideas to be followed. And so that's a part of my little preparedness paper, is so that you can investigate this idea or that. And as I said, there's many agencies and of the government and of industry, and they have their own papers. You can look up any one of them. There are preparedness papers everywhere. But somehow it is up to you to provide for yourself in case there is a time of trouble. And I say prepare physically and prepare spiritually, because we want to avoid the spiritual hell that is in store for the unbelievers. So have your relationship with God through Jesus Christ and avoid hell. have a heavenly future as you seek to do the will of God here on earth. Every day, have your mind, have your words and your actions line up with God. Be obedient to what God would have you to do as you love God and love the people around you. Well, thank you for today. And and if you want that preparedness thing, it is, please send me a stamped self-addressed envelope to John Stephenson, P.O. Box 7222, Chico, California, 95927. Certainly, donations are very welcome. They're just very welcome. Well, thank you. Look at the patterns in life and see what you want to either embrace or avoid, and be faithful to God and love the people around you. In Jesus' name, amen. Pray for the missionaries and the ministries around you. God bless you.